We just had three rooms and we used them all. The kitchen, we used the kitchen to cook and eat in. And then we had a table in the kitchen where we ate. And the bedroom, we didn't have no living room or parlor and things like that. No.
What would you call a room, though, that's used to store things? And
you wouldn't have no room. What you gonna store? You don't have nothing to store.
Well, what about some of the wealthier white people? Where would they?
Wait, I don't know what.
Did you ever hear of a junk room or lumber room or storeroom?
You see, the white people, I don't know, they just had, maybe, it wouldn't be a garage out in the back, would there? Because sometimes they'd have a little storeroom on the side of the garage where they'd store things. They're the only people that would, but you know, the white people used to give people things. They didn't store things to sell. They'd give the colored people anything they didn't need, they'd give it to them. They knew they needed anything they had to give.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But you see, at that time, I wasn't grown working around the white people at that time. Mm-hmm. Now, I nursed a long time children. I nursed a little baby once. And then I cooked when I was 12 years old for a family of three people. A lady and her husband and her mother. And that was up in Irish Town. and she was I better not say all that because I didn't know. She was expecting a baby. She
uh-huh.
was married. She was pregnant. But of course, and I was just a girl, 12 years old, I knew what was wrong with her. And one morning I went to work and she evidently had that child through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it must have died. Because, honey, the next morning she was in the bed still, but no baby. And I wasn't asking questions about it. So I don't know what happened to that baby. But she evidently had it. Just common sense since I've gotten older
mm-hmm.
would tell me she's possibly had a miscarriage or something. She lost her baby. But they were from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
They were from Mexico, those people were.
talk about things that you'd have in a house. This thing here would be called a
chair. Huh?
What about the thing there that three or four people could sit on?
They used to call them sofas, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
But they call them divans now. They've got a proper name for them, divans.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to be called a sofa, and at one end, that sofa would have a bulge, a clingy thing you could lay your head on. And my sister had one up at Smithfield, my oldest sister. But you see, these things, they're not made like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not made like that. A sofa and divan, and what do you call these? I don't know what you'd call these things now. What do they call them, these things? I don't know what they call them. I've had that since 28, that suit of furniture. I had that, I call it a divan, and that chair, and this chair. I bought them in 28. And I don't have a moth hole in any of them. And I was rearing my little nephew. And anytime he wanted to come in the living room, we weren't living here, we were living up on Street. And he wanted to lie down, I'd always tell him to get a sheet and put over the divan and get him a pillow to
mm-hmm.
lie down on. And that never come in the house in the living room with dirty hands. When he'd get up from the table, I'd send him to the... I had a bathroom and I had him
mm-hmm.
To go to the bathroom and wash his hands.
What about a piece of furniture in your bedroom that you could keep clothes in?
Trunk?
Mm-hmm. What about something with drawers in it?